Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Quintilian. Okay, Quintilian. Quintilian. Now Quintilian was a Roman rhetorician. Okay, he's particularly famous in the field of rhetoric and in particular he was a Latin teacher. Okay, and writer. A writer whose work on rhetoric has made him one of the finest writers about what is rhetoric and how to become a good orator. Okay, and in particular he is famous for the work Institutio Oratorio. Oratorio. Okay, and this is regarded as a major contribution to educational theory and also literary criticism. Okay, now with respect to the dates of Quintilian, he was born in 35 AD and he died in around 96 AD in Rome. Okay, and with respect to his famous work Institutio Oratorio, okay, this is a 12 book series. Okay, 12 book series on the training of an orator. Or orator kya hota hai? Somebody who can speak well. Okay, in particular public speaking, whoever can do well, that person is called a orator. So this is a 12 book series on the training of an orator. Okay, and it also covers educational principles, the 5 traditional departments of rhetoric, and the ideal orator's character and style, or how an ideal orator should be in character and style. But even before that, what is rhetoric and what is oratory? So rhetoric kya hota hai? See, as a definition, rhetoric is just the art of effective or persuasive speaking. Use kehte hain rhetoric. Okay? And what is the difference between rhetoric and oratory? Dono mein difference kya hai? See, both of them refer to use of language to persuade. Okay? But in particular, rhetoric is the art of using language to persuade. Matlab, language in general. It can be writing, it can be speech. Whereas oratory, okay, is the art of giving a successful speech. Bas itna hi farag hai. Okay? So broadly speaking, both of them relate to the use of language to persuade. The art of public speaking. Okay? And what else is there in this book? Institutio Oratorio. Along with covering the principles of rhetoric, there is also emphasis on the educational philosophy. So Quintilian emphasizes the importance of moral and intellectual training also. He believed that a good orator or a good speaker must first be a good citizen. Okay? So he also advocated for different teaching methods based on students' ability, and he also criticized the practice of corporal punishment. What is corporal punishment? Jab school mein ya kisi bhi educational institution mein maar padti hai homework nahi karne ke liye, to use kehte hain corporal punishment. Matlab extreme form of punishment to students. And Quintilian was against all of this. Okay? Afterwards, let me tell you 2 quotations by Quintilian. Okay? Quote, though ambition is itself a vice, it is often the parent of virtues. Okay? Unquote. Though ambition is itself a vice, it is often the parent of virtues. Okay? So this is basically about human ambition. That ambition is itself a vice, but it is also the parent of virtues. And then there is another quotation. This is also very interesting. Quote, a liar needs a good memory. Unquote. ठीक है, a liar needs a good memory. So कहने का ये मतलब है that जो लोग झूठ बोलते हैं उनकी memory बहुत बढ़िया होनी चाहिए. Probably because एक झूठ बोलने के लिए या एक झूठ छुपाने के लिए आपको हजार झूठ all बोलने पड़ेंगे, right? So to hide one thing, you'll have to hide another thing and so on. And later on, you also have to keep track of so many lies and stories that you made up. So you also need to have a good memory. ठीक है? So from an exam point of view, just remember that Quintilian is famous in the field of rhetoric and oratory. In particular, his work Institutio Oratorio. This is a 12 book series on the training of an orator. Okay? And this 12 book series work is also important in the field of literary criticism and also educational theory. Okay? And also keep in mind that Quintilian talks about teaching methodology or educational methodology because he himself was a teacher. Okay? He himself was a teacher.